Listener Production.
Hey, Tessa Randello here with you. Invasion rallies will kick off around the country later today. Locals are encouraged to join the march through Nipaluna Hobart with a rally from 12 p.m. on Parliament lawns. The Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre's Nyla Mansell says the tide is turning on celebrating Australia Day.
I am just amazed by the leadership that's been shown at so many different levels across Tasmania. It was great to see the Hobart City Council make that decision. Prior to that, the Launceston City Council, the Huon Valley Council and the Midlands Council had all made the same change.
Meantime, Tasmania's best are being recognised in this year's Australia Day honours. More than a dozen locals being celebrated for their service and contribution across all areas like the arts, the environment, the disability sector and their local community. Christine Mary Bailey receiving an OAM for service to music and theatre organisations. The Greens are calling for both drivers and commuters to mask up on buses. It comes as 60 services have been cancelled by Metro Tasmania this week. The organisation saying the routes were scrapped because of driver sickness. None of today's routes have been canned just yet, but there is a public holiday timetable. And if you're heading down to the water this public holiday, make sure to stay safe. That's a message from Lifesavers Tasmania, as more people are expected to take advantage of the beaches this long weekend. The Hurricanes have managed to defend a total of just 120 runs in their win over Brisbane Heat by 2 runs.
No way! Hurricanes, that is a miracle! Miracle in Launceston!
But Hobart was knocked out of the finals after Thunder beat the Melbourne Stars. And international cricket is heading back to Hobart tonight when the Aussie women cricket team take on Pakistan. The T20 match is part of a best of three, the Aussies going in with a 1-0 lead.